The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there is a whole heck of a lot of things happening in the sports world. College football has been exciting, to say the least, with lots of upsets of those top teams. NFL football, man, it's on the way, baby. It's underway. It's awesome. It's what we all live for on Sundays. That's all I know. And then, obviously, Major League Baseball and everything else that's happening. That's the wonderful world of sports, man. That's all I can say. And to break it down with me, I got Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Looking forward to another week in the NFL, even if my beloved Cleveland Browns aren't relevant in the conversation.
Well, look, man, we talked about that a little bit early with RG3 maybe having an opportunity to resurrect himself. I don't think it's happening, at least maybe not for this year, or at least for the next 10 or 12 weeks. But we'll see what happens. Like you said, tough to be a Cleveland Brown fan. That's all I know.
On the other hand, certainly is, brother.
On the other hand, pretty easy to be a Green Bay Packer fan like I am, buddy.
Yeah, I look forward to talking about that. Jacksonville's a lot better than they've been in the past, and that was a good game in the open.
I agree with that. Anyways, got to get to a break. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like I said in the open, so much going on in the sports world right now. In case you missed a great day of college football, you really missed something. I saw so many unbelievable plays all in one day, all in like a span of like 4 or 5 hours. An amazing catch by the Ohio State kid, Noah Brown, just a ridiculous catch. Very similar to what we saw last year with Stanford, but I don't know, man. That one just seemed to be like over the top, unbelievable to me. That Texas-Cal game, the beginning, the first half, just an offensive juggernaut, if you will. Just some great college football that I saw on Saturday. Jeff, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. I watched a great day of college football. I've got to wonder, though, why can't these kids hold on to the ball all the way across the goal line when they get these breakaway runs on returns?
Yeah, the Oklahoma kid. Yep, I agree.
Well, the Oklahoma kid and the Cal kid at the end of the game there. I mean, that was Texas's opportunity. I was waiting for someone to pick up the ball, and a Texas player picks up the ball, and they declared it not an immediate recovery and give Cal the ball at the one and allow them to kneel the clock out. But that was an opportunity for Texas and Ohio State, Oklahoma, with Joe Mixon dropping the ball. It's rendered moot at the end of the game due to the final score. But
sure,
that was an extremely relevant drop before the goal line. And the team that picked up the ball first off the ground was the Texas Longhorns. They should have had the ball. They wouldn't have had much of a chance, but they would have had a chance.
I agree, man. Just, you know what, every now and then these guys obviously have mental lapses in how they officiate these games. We've seen it pretty much every week so far, to be honest with you. There's something that we're questioning and wondering how in the world did they let this or that happen. But all in all, everything said and done, Alabama got pushed a little bit. Obviously, they came through, but they got pushed a little bit. Florida State got manhandled by Louisville. Is Louisville under the radar, or are people going to start to respect them? You're more of a college guy than I am, so is Louisville someone that we should be fearing and thinking that they could be a national title contender?
Well, they've definitely put a deposit down towards it, you know, with the goodwill towards being in the playoff. I mean, I think that they have to run the table. I think if they lose to any team in ACC play, they're going to be in trouble. But, I mean, when you look around, the Big 12 doesn't have anybody really to put into that conversation. The Pac-12, as of right now, I mean, how many undefeated teams are even left in the Pac-12 after Oregon goes into Lincoln and Riley finally beats the Ducks after not being
another,
able to do
that
so.
That was another fantastic football game, to be honest with you, man. Just that one was nip and tuck the whole way. And obviously, like you said, Nebraska comes out with the win, Oregon had their chances too. You know, you're talking about other teams having their chances. Oregon definitely had their chances in that ball game.
Well, if you don't mind me jumping back to Louisville, Florida State,
yeah, go
real
ahead.
Quick. I mean, DeAndre Francois after the comeback against Ole Miss in the opening week, that, you know, that's going to be considered a big deal that they just couldn't get anything done against that Louisville defense. Forget about it when their defense was on the field. And you have this Lamar Jackson kid that Mike Vick is tweeting about saying, you know, four or five times better than me. I mean, which is ridiculous, of course, because we all saw Mike Vick play in college. But this Lamar Jackson, when he was doing it against Syracuse, I didn't buy in as much. But when you do it against Florida State, I have a feeling that he's going to be able to do it against everybody. And this kid's going to be really exciting to watch. And the Louisville Cardinals are going to be a good football team to watch the rest of the way, at least for a half of football, whether, you know, if they're blowing anybody out.
Where do they go from there? They were at 10, I believe, coming in. So are they like a top five team now after beating Florida State?
Oh, I would think so. I would throw all the previous ratings out the window when you're talking week three in college football. I mean, I think that there's a good argument for Ohio State for number one. I think there's a good argument for Alabama, given that they beat Ole Miss on the road. They beat USC at the neutral site. You know, USC is 1-2 now. Oklahoma's 1-2. You have all these 1-2 teams. But I think that, you know, when you look at the 3-0 teams, I think that Ohio State sticks out. I think Alabama sticks out. And I would stick Louisville in there at number three.
Wow. So they jump ahead of Clemson. They jump – obviously, they're going to jump – Florida State's going to move down quite a bit. We know that, obviously. But with that being said, I think Alabama's one. I think Ohio State is two. Maybe you bump Clemson up to three because of who they are and what they've done, their body.
Well, but the reason they fell in the first place is because they were struggling against better competition. I don't think anybody's surprised that they went to 12-minute quarters in the second half of that game against South Carolina State. That doesn't show me anything. There's a reason that Clemson got dropped down, and I think that they have to earn their way back, even though they are 3-0.
What about a team like Houston?
Houston beat, you know, I mean, I know Oklahoma's 1-2, but Houston survived a tough road test. Cincinnati, prime time on Friday night, or Thursday night, rather.
Yeah.
I feel that Houston definitely belongs in the conversation.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, Houston went into Cincinnati, and they rolled them up pretty good, too. They didn't just get by. They went 40-16.
Yeah, but that game was nowhere near what the final score was. Houston put up a couple late, but Cincinnati played them for 3.5 quarters pretty well.
Okay, so but at the end of the day, the end result is a 24-point victory. They're 6th in the country. I don't know. I think that I'm just my point is this: is we're seeing some of these schools like the Houstons and the Louisvilles sneak in there, and I think it's good. I hate to say it. I think it's good that they may be able to knock out one of those big boys like Alabama or an Ohio State. This is what college sports is all about, man. You have these Davids and Goliaths and whatnot, and we're not used to seeing Houston or Louisville be a national title contender, are we?
We're not used to it. I mean, we've seen them kind of flirt with it. We saw in 2007. Really, they were a loss at Rutgers from playing Ohio State in the national championship rather than LSU, who actually did win the game. So Louisville's in a big conference. I mean, I think that we got to treat them like a Power Five. I don't think that you see people treating TCU like a mid-major still, even though they have recently transitioned. I mean, they were in the Big East. They were in the American for the 1 year that they got the bid, and then they jumped over to the ACC. So, I mean, when you really look at it between the BCS and these access bowls for the college football playoff, Louisville has been in a conference that's qualified to be in that conversation automatically since they left Conference USA around like 2004.
How impressive was Michigan State, and then how unimpressive was Michigan State with how they – let's be honest, man. They go up 36-7, and all of a sudden it seemed to me like they completely changed the way that they were playing that football game. They went very conservative. They went down the field very seldomly when they were kind of making some big plays early. How bad is it when teams totally change their identity in the middle of a ball game and almost go ahead and blow it?
you know, games have ebbs and flows. And, you know, when you take a big lead on the road like the Spartans did, it's really difficult to not drain all of your adrenaline going up 36-7 like they did. You know, I think that there's been a lot of talk surrounding Notre Dame. I think that Michigan State's looking at it like, you know, we're the defending Big Ten champions. We were the college football playoff a year ago. Where's our respect? This was their opportunity to do so. And they got, you know, they got it done. Mark D'Antonio against Notre Dame has just been very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is I think it's going to be the usual suspects at the end of the day. We're going to have some Big Ten teams. We'll have some SEC teams. And hopefully we get one of these little guys to kind of step up and hang with the big dogs and show them a little something that, you know what, we're not the typical team that you guys are used to seeing, but we might have a little bit of fuel in our fire, and we can go out there and battle with the big guys. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. I believe we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, to hang out with us. So it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved on the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We've got Seth Merenbloom coming up at 8:40 or so. We've got John Poulter, I believe, coming here any moment to talk to us about baseball. So we've got a full docket of things coming here in the next little bit. Hey, Jeff, I want to just switch gears until we get John. I believe he's waiting and ready. So we'll get John in a moment. But I want to ask you something just about week one in the NFL. How surprised were you by the Cardinals' effort out there against the New England Patriots without Tom Brady, Gronkowski, and maybe a couple other offensive linemen?
I thought that the Cardinals were very underwhelming. I mean, they had an opportunity to win the game, and when you win games, all these questions go away. But we get to a place with the Arizona Cardinals where they let the Patriots stick around. They put it on their kicker's foot, and their kicker failed them.
Yeah, and ultimately, you know what? I give credit to Jimmy G, man. The guy went out there and played a heck of a football game for a guy that really hasn't been put in that position other than a couple of times. But right now he knows for 4 weeks that's his football team, and he went out there and he played like it was his football team. With that being said, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, brother. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. It's starting to cool down here in the Valley of the Sun, and you know, it's still 90s, but it's definitely becoming more manageable. The mornings are beautiful. The evenings are pretty nice as well, so we're not going to complain. You might have a little bit to complain about. Your Toronto Blue Jays, 3 games behind the Boston Red Sox, tied with the Baltimore Orioles. I'd say that the Yankees are now on the outside looking in. They're 7 back, but truth be told, you've got a real dogfight on your hands for one of the wild cards and or that division.
Yeah, can't disagree with you. Lots of good stuff, lots of exciting stuff going on in baseball. But before we get to that, maybe just take a quick second to acknowledge that the wife of Yohannes Solardi, the third baseman for the San Diego Padres, apparently passed away late last night, age 31, from cancer, 3 young daughters. So our hearts go out to that family.
Absolutely. Whenever someone is lost, you obviously you got to mourn it. And our hearts and prayers are with everybody that is affected by that. And for Jeff, I mean, look, man, all I see is your Cleveland Indians just distancing themselves from the Tigers and the Kansas City Royals and everybody else. Now they've got an 8-game lead, Jeff, and you got to be feeling pretty good. And like I said earlier, maybe there's just something in the air there in Cleveland. You had the Cleveland Cavs get it done with LeBron and the boys. Maybe it kind of shifted and it's transferred over to the Cleveland Indians a little bit.
Well, you know, the Indians have found a way to win those 50-50 games. You know, there's something crazy against Detroit, like 13-1, and that really attributes to the, you know, 7 or 8-game lead that they have in the division. They win walk-offs. They won their 10th walk-off on national TV on Fox Sports 1 on Saturday after being no-hit for a couple of innings, after losing their starting pitcher Carlos Carrasco, after like 2 or 3 pitches. They're going to lose him for the season, so that's a break that they're going to need to overcome. No pun intended there with the broken pinky finger on Carlos Carrasco's right hand. But, you know, I mean, trouble has just found them. Yan Gomes was worked in the last game of his rehab assignment, and he breaks his wrist. Michael Brantley, you know, the timetable was skewed, and then there's no timetable at all for his return, and now they're going to do it without Carrasco. But they've found a way. They've got guys like Tyler Naquin and Jose Ramirez stepping up, and, you know, Trevor Bauer has kind of put it together this year. Corey Kluber's a little bit back to his Cy Young form, but it's the walking wounded there in Cleveland. Let's see just how good they are going forward.
Yeah, I think Cleveland is definitely in the driver's seat. Very good for them that they have that substantial lead. Obviously, the loss of Carrasco, I think it was after two pitches yesterday, he took a ball right off of his throwing hand, and they basically said he is shut down for the season. And obviously a big loss for Cleveland, which, as we've talked several times, is a team that's built on strong pitching and specifically strong starting pitching. I guess the only positive thing, if there is such a positive thing over an event like that, is that they are, in fact, pretty well home and cooled out, so they don't need all of their pitchers for all of their games. They can take the odd breather, and once they get to the postseason, you'd be shortening the rotation anyway, so it just means that Carrasco will automatically be the odd man out rather than perhaps somebody else. But great job by the Indians' bullpen last night. I think they went 8 or 9 deep into the bullpen. I think the headline that I read, it was the first time since 1876 that a team has used that many pitchers with a complete with a shutout. Obviously, a win when you shut somebody out. That's a long time to see something like that happen. But I think that kind of tells us that Cleveland pitching staff is as good as we thought it's been most of the season.
And yeah. It was a 10-inning shutout at that. So,
exactly.
You know, it's going to be interesting. They'll probably clinch the division in the next 7 days or so. But chasing the Texas Rangers for that top spot, given how easy Texas's schedule is the rest of the way, I see the Rangers setting themselves up to have home field throughout the playoffs and the World Series due to the American League win in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Texas has weathered a lot of storms this year, apart from the fact that a couple of teams have taken small runs at them, and then Texas has come back and sort of put those teams away. Texas has fought a lot of injuries through the year, so perhaps it's a good indication of how good that team is if they can play that well and clinch home field advantage throughout the postseason without some of their better players. But to your point, their schedule does appear to be quite a bit easier than the rest, and Cleveland still in a bit of a tough division. There's still some tough teams in that division. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Indians, but certainly there's no easy games for the Indians coming up.
Hey, let's switch gears and go to the National League. We've only got a couple minutes left here. The Mets have obviously turned things around amazingly. The Giants look like they may back their way into the playoffs. Any chance St. Louis can knock one of those two guys out?
Well, it's going to be very tough. I guess the Mets got some bad news yesterday as well, in that Jacob DeGrom has been shut down for the season with some kind of a nerve problem in his right elbow, which is the same arm that he had Tommy John surgery on a couple of years ago. Sandy Alderson made a comment yesterday that it's not unusual to see this kind of relapse, but it's certainly nothing as serious as it was the first time, but they're clearly going to shut him down as a precaution and looking at him long term. So that's not going to help the Mets very much, but the Cardinals are a team that has just puzzled me all season. I've always felt that the Cardinals were a better team than they have shown on the field. And to me, the really odd statistic with the Cardinals this year is that in league fielding, they're 27th out of the 30 teams. And, you know, they're keeping company with Atlanta, Colorado, San Diego, Minnesota, Milwaukee, the teams that are not doing very well in the standings. And historically, the Cardinals have played very sound, fundamental baseball. They've been good at home. This year, they haven't played sound, fundamental baseball. They've been less than average at home, and they've been the best team in the majors on the road. So St. Louis has been a big puzzle to me. I still think they're a much better team than they have shown on the field, but I think they may be on the outside looking in now unless there's a huge collapse by either the Mets or the Giants.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Good stuff, as always, John. You know, as I look at it here, we've had our thoughts about what could happen as far as playoffs and World Series. You have any different feeling about who might be representing the American League and the National League when it all is said and done?
Well, I guess you can throw my Houston prediction right out the window. I'm not so sure that they're in such a dogfight and so many other teams to pass. I think it would take an almost of a miracle for them to get in. But as we've just talked, my National League pick was the Giants. They're still in that wild card race, and we've seen in recent years that you don't have to win your division to get to the World Series or win the World Series. It's been done from the wild card spot once or twice in recent years. And once the Giants get in there, you never know. Maybe they're such a seasoned bunch of veterans that they may just be able to pull it out. So I'm still looking at the Giants. The Cubs clearly would be the favorite because of their record, but as we've discussed before, the Cubs are still the Cubs until they prove otherwise. So I think it's going to come down to the Cubs and the Giants for the National League.
Sounds good, as always. Hey, John, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
A pleasure, as always. Have a good week, and we'll chat next weekend.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk to him about college football. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Highline USA Radio Network.
Here's the pitch to Willie. There's a liner straight to Richardson. The ball game is over, and the World Series is over. Willie McCovey hit it like a bullet. A line drive right straight to Bobby Richardson at second base.
Trying to keep cool this summer? I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how you can stay comfortable and save money on your energy bills right after this. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, deck footing, or even a backyard swing set, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. If you're shopping for a new air conditioning system this summer, you need to know how to judge their efficiency. Air conditioner efficiency is rated by their SEER number. That stands for the Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio, and it applies to air conditioners and air source heat pumps. The SEER is determined by dividing the amount of cooling output measured in BTUs by the total electric energy input measured in watt hours. Beginning in 2006, all residential central AC units sold in the U.S. had to have a SEER rating of 13 or higher, 14 to qualify for ENERGY STAR status. The bottom line is savings. By upgrading from an older unit with a SEER rating of 9 to a new one with a rating of 13, you can save as much as 30% on your cooling cost. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with John Poulter talking some baseball. Always hanging out with my buddy Jeff Rich. We're now going to hook up with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box and obviously talk a little college football. Seth, good morning, man.
Good morning. Lots of exciting stuff this weekend.
Oh, man, you're telling us, man. I was saying to my girlfriend last night when we were watching these games, look at all these unbelievable plays we've seen all day long. It's been just ridiculous how many great plays I saw in one day. With that being said, a little bit of excitement here in the Pac-12 after dark. We had Cal and Texas going at it, and that was an absolute shootout, at least in the first half, and then things kind of changed in the second half. We also had UCLA playing BYU. Well, let's talk a little bit about that Cal game. I really was impressed with the way that Texas played that smash mouth football, and they're running all over everybody. And they actually like decided to throw a little bit of passing in there too, which we haven't really seen from them as much. But Cal was up for it. I mean, they were scoring points left and right, both of those guys in the first half. I'm a little bit shocked at the way the game changed in the second half, where obviously it became a little bit more of an offensive struggle. But can you make some sense of what happened there with Cal getting a victory over Texas?
Well, for starters, it doesn't really surprise me when we see a bit of a shootout in the first half, and then, you know, teams go in for halftime and they settle down a little bit. I saw the same thing watching the Missouri-Georgia game also. With that said, it's a good win for Cal. It's absolutely a good win for them, but I think people were a little high on Texas after they beat a Notre Dame team that, in my opinion, are national frauds. You know, once again. So I think Texas's ranking was overinflated due to the perception of what that Notre Dame win meant. But they're still a good team. They're still a very much improved team from last year. So it's a really good win for Cal.
Yeah. Do you like the style that Texas plays, running a lot of plays and, you know, just kind of like trying to run you off the field kind of?
I think it's what a lot of teams in the college game anyway have to rely on when, you know, they may not, you know, well, you know, not every team has, you know, has the roster of an Ohio State or an Alabama where the second and third stringers would start at a lot of other schools. So I think coaches like Charlie Strong, you know, they have to go to this up-tempo style where they're trying to run as many plays as possible as a way of kind of neutralizing that, you know, disadvantage that they have with talent on the roster. And, you know, looking at the level of athletes that are playing college football now, it absolutely works. And if I was a coach like Charlie Strong, I would be doing it too.
In the other late night game on Saturday night, BYU didn't quite get put away by UCLA early, but UCLA definitely controlled the game. You know, BYU gets the big win in the opening week. They do fall to 1-2 after the loss at hosting UCLA. Big schedule coming up. They got the neutral site game against West Virginia at the Redskins Stadium. Just being an independent, they have the luxury of being able to play some decent teams throughout the season, even without the luxury of a conference. This is year six for BYU as an independent. How is it going for them?
You know, I think it's going about as well as it can go for any independent in this day and age. I mean, because there's a lot of pressure for all of these independents to make a decision, and to, you know, the perception is that they need to man up and play in a conference. And there are a few teams out there for a variety of reasons that are able to be successful as independents. And, you know, I mean, BYU. They haven't really been a national championship contending type of team, what, since like the early 80s maybe, when Steve Young was there?
Well, yeah, you had McMahon in 84, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been so long since they've really been a national championship caliber type of team that I think they're doing just fine as an independent. But if a conference like the Big 12 wanted to add them, I think they would certainly be an asset to the conference.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Hey, I want to just kind of keep going around things with college football. I happened to catch the Michigan-Colorado football game. And I'll tell you what, if Sefo, whatever his last name is, Lafui, did not wind up getting hurt for Colorado, I really think that they may have beaten Michigan in the Big House. What do you think?
I don't disagree with that. And something I was thinking about as that game was going on was the conversation that Jeff and I had on the show after Colorado and Colorado State played. And I think Jeff asked me, you know, what I thought of Colorado, if they were for real or not. And I said, just Colorado State. I want to hold off on judgment. But you know, now that I've seen them play Michigan, I think they could be a real threat in the Pac-12.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I mean, the kid obviously hurt his ankle. He's over there with ice, and the backup comes in, and there's just not the same type of mojo with that offense. It was quite evident from the first snap the kid took. I think he missed his first 7 or 8 passes, was definitely shaky in there. The offense didn't look confident. But with that other kid, I mean, Michigan had everything they could handle, and they're the number 4 team in the country. They would have had a chance themselves to put up 50 points, for the first 3 games, which is something that they haven't done in a long, long time. But is Michigan a little bit of a fraud, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen right now, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think that it probably did surprise people that they had their hands full with Colorado, you know. But this is really the first year in a while, I think, where they have legitimate expectations on them. So I think it's a little early to decide if they're frauds or not. I think something else that played into this game with Colorado is, you know, there was that little backstory where, you know, Jim Leavitt is the defensive coordinator for Colorado now, and he had been Harbaugh's linebackers coach with the 49ers. So I thought that was an interesting little storyline there, and that, you know, maybe that contributed to how well Colorado was playing, at least early on the defensive side of the ball, because, you know, Leavitt knows his former boss and how he likes to play.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Hey, let's move on to Ohio State. They really manhandled Oklahoma. Let's be honest. There was a beat down. 45-24 was the final there. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about Michigan maybe not being necessarily a national contender. I really think Ohio State is a national title contender. Year in and year out, we know that they are. But I heard someone talking about them. I don't remember who, but it was on ESPN or one of these so-called experts that said that they're not as good as they were last year. I beg to differ, man. I that Samuel, they got a lot of athletes that they can just throw at you, as you were talking about, you know, the lack of there for like a team like Texas and whatnot, and how they have to run their offense and run their game plans. Ohio State has just so many guys that can make plays all the time. And JT is a double threat to throw it and pass it. I'm sorry, to pass it and to run it. To me, they just seem like a force to be reckoned with.
I said this on Twitter earlier this morning, and what I said was, I trust Ohio State, especially with Urban Meyer on the sideline, more than any other team in the country right now. And I think you brought up a good point in talking about the amount of talent that's there, and, you know, referring to them as having, you know, kind of this stable of athletes. But I think what really separates Urban Meyer's stable of athletes is they're not just athletes, they're athletes who are also exceptional football players. So when you put those two attributes together, in my opinion, you begin to develop the road record that Meyer has at Ohio State, where he's like 19-0 now, and it doesn't matter if he's playing Oklahoma or Bowling Green. His teams are just exerting their will on the other team.
just an incredible amount of talent on that defense, despite all the losses to the NFL. You lose a great first round corner like Eli Apple. You have Gerrion Conley who returns, who's been underrated, and then you have Malik Hooker who's just had an excellent season. Lattimore gets a pick, really should have had two for the second time this season. And you look at Noah Brown on the offensive side of the ball, four touchdowns. He caught all four touchdowns that JT Barrett threw in Norman on Saturday night. And this is a guy that they were really counting on having last year to replace Devin Smith as that big play threat. Breaks his leg in summer practice there, and it's a really devastating injury. In fact, Ohio State called off the rest of practice the day that he got hurt. And you have to wonder if Noah Brown might have been enough to put them over the edge. They only lost a game a year ago, and you think that with a weapon like that, that might have helped them beat Michigan State at home late in the season last year.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't disagree with any of that. And I believe at one point, all three of his catches were for touchdowns. So, I mean, just an efficient offensive machine for Ohio State last night. I mean, they have so much talent on the offensive side of the ball, so much talent on the defensive side of the ball, that it's going to be really tough for most teams to really have a legitimate chance. I really feel bad for those teams in the Big Ten West that have to play them.
Yeah. Agreed. Hey, since you brought them up, let me ask you, who's in more trouble? I mean, I saw it mentioned this morning that Wisconsin could actually lose their next five games, that's a real possibility. And then Iowa, they lose to an FCS, a really good one in North Dakota State, but they lost to an FCS team at home.
You know, I mean, yeah, Wisconsin could lose their next five games, but I saw that on Twitter this morning as well, and my response was, yeah, they could, but they still play in the Big Ten West, so they could still very well win that division and get to the conference championship game. You know, as for Iowa, I don't know what they were thinking with giving Ferentz pretty much a lifetime contract, but he's good. What seems to be once out of every 5 years, and that fifth year was pretty much last year. So that program will pretty much go to sleep, go into hibernation for the next 4 years or so, and they'll pop back up again.
Hey, real quickly, we didn't really touch on this, but Florida State gets absolutely manhandled by Louisville. Louisville and Houston are both teams that are right now looking at knocking on that door to be a national title contenders. Can they stick with it, first of all? And second of all, I think it's great for the game. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's incredible for the game. I mean, for the season in general, but that also sets up a great matchup with those two teams down the road, which is basically could be a play-in game. I think what's lost in that Louisville Florida State game is just how well Louisville played defensively. I mean, everyone knows about Lamar Jackson, and he's an incredible, incredible athlete. But what Louisville did on the defensive side of the ball is being overlooked, and it really deserves to be talked about.
Agree 100%, man. Hey, as always, Seth, we really appreciate you taking time out with us.
I appreciate being here. Always a lot of fun.
Hey, love talking to you. We'll look forward to doing it again next week. And as we all know, the landscape could completely change next week as when we talk on the program. So look forward to it as always, brother. Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box joining us as he does each and every week. Keep it close. One final segment here to wrap it up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. And this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it right.
Piece of my heart. You better. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, professor of sports, and Seth Merenblum from Campus Press Box for joining us this hour. Absolutely flew by, to be honest with you, Jeff, man. For the most part, I got to admit, every time I talk to you, it flies by on the radio, bro.
Oh, it's great. We didn't even bring up the Cubs clinching the division, which is something I wanted to talk about because I thought it was really exciting. They got swept last year. The weekend they clinched. They clinched by way of other teams' magic number just plummeting. So it was good. It was good. We'll talk about it a lot more in an hour or two, right?
Absolutely that. We'll get into some NFL. We'll probably also hook up with Shane Koenig. So keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. We got one more hour coming. It's on the horizon. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.